tuned in to the 4th of July special edition of Rosie on the House, where before you get to ask your question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're going to ask you a trivia question about something to do with the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence, or early American history. Just all a part of the good fun we try and have here at Rosie on the House in celebrating the birthday of the finest nation on the planet. And yes, I'll argue that with anyone, so call me if you disagree. Hey, we're talking about home security today. I want to talk a little bit about sliding doors and windows. I want you to go to whatever door or window in your house slides. I want you to lock it by whatever mechanism is there on the frame to lock it. And then I want you to get a small screwdriver or a putty knife and see if you can lift the sliding part of the door or window up. If you can lift the sliding part up, I, as a burglar, can break into your house. You don't need to put a dowel or a piece of wood in the track of that door or window. That is a very big false sense of security. Because even with that in place, if I can lift your door or window, I can get in your house. Make sure the locking mechanism you count on for the protection of your family and your possessions is a pen-style lock that actually prevents me from lifting that sliding part of the door or window. That's a very, very critical component of home security. Mr. Romero, what have you got for us in the way of a digital newsroom update? I know I talked right through it with the last caller in the last segment. Help me out here and let's get caught up.
Well, we talked a little bit last segment about the referral network and where it is, but inevitably there's a little void somewhere. Listen to this. Catherine, her door is sticking and it's getting harder and harder to open and the stucco and the concrete's cracking. She called the builder. It's past the warranty. The builder referred him to Todd Whitaker Drywall. Todd Whitaker Drywall is a Rosie certified drywall construction company that's located right on Peoria and Grant. This home's in Maricopa and a little far out of the travel distance. So, if you're a trim carpenter in the Maricopa area or Casa Grande or let's say Abatuki in that area, that is kind of a little niche there that we don't have covered. Okay. Handyman Connections in Phoenix, that's just a little far south for them as well. So there's one. But I will tell you how people rely on this. Brian from Aztec Marble and Granite writes in looking for contractors to refer to his customer in Fountain Hills because they do, you know, the granite, countertops, marble, all that kind of stuff. They wanted some concrete coatings. Well, he didn't have anyone to refer, so what did he do? He wrote into RosieOnTheHouse.com. Even, it's so reliable, the contractors in the network rely on it for their customers. It's a very, very good, tight-knit group. Sylvia, sadly, is experiencing why we like cold water lines to be run underground in Arizona. It sounds like she had some repipe done, and they ran the cold water line through the attic. Yeah, you will get cold when it gets cold.
About Christmas.
Right back in September, and let me know if you still have the problem. I wish I had something better other than getting up there and just coating it with a bunch of insulation, somehow getting it below underneath. That's the only thing you can do, but it's... If you're getting it repiped and you're running it through the attic, you must make sure that the bid includes the time or they work with an insulation contractor to pull whatever insulation or blown-in insulation is back, run the pipes low along the rafters, and then recover it because otherwise you'll never have cold water in the summer again.
You can retire your water heater because you'll always have hot water.
That's right. This one Dad's going to love. If you enjoyed the fireworks on Thursday night, you would. It's nothing to what Rosie's face is about to do here in the studio exploding. Tom writes in, says, I've got a quote for my 1,500-square-foot house for radiant barrier for $6,000. Is that a good price?
He's not a listener.
At least he wrote in, though. This guy saved $6,000 by going to RosieOnTheHouse.com and emailing that question. Because, you know, if he just wants to get rid of that $6,000, I can invest it for you, Tom.
Golly, man. We are not, generally speaking, we are not a believer of Radiant Barrier. Do you know how long it would take him to get a payback on that installation?
Wait, above that, how long does it take to pay $6,000 in utility bills? 4 years? And a 1,500 square foot home? Three, four, 5 years?
There's $6,000 we just saved that man.
Oof. You're very, very smart for writing in and asking, Tom. Oh, finally, man. This didn't come into RosieOnTheHouse.com, but every now and then I have to bring it up. And this one particularly chapped my hide because it was July 2nd that I witnessed somebody, and I live in the Northwest Valley. By the way, I got a lot of people asking if my home was okay. I'm not near Yarnell. We're south of Wickenburg, so we're plenty clear, but thank you for your concerns and asking. But and then Northwest Valley, you could smell the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And this person flicked a cigarette butt out their window on the 303 with all that brush right there. So you go to, it sounds like a radio website, but it's not, K-A-Z-B, keeparizonabeautiful.org. And you type in what kind of littering violation you witnessed, where it was, the date, the time. And if you were in a silver Chevy with the license plate Kookie, that was me that turned you in.
Good for you, Cookie. Busted, as well you should have been. When we get back, we're going to talk about the biggest and the smallest doors in your house, as far as the number one target if I break in. Where am I going?